Well, joining us this morning is State Senator Walter Timilty, who is seeking re-election in the Norfolk, Bristol, and Plymouth District, which includes Milton, Randolph, and West Bridgewater, as well as parts of Braintree and East Bridgewater. Senator, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good morning to you as well. Thank you for having me on.
So my first question is, why do you want another term in the State Senate?
Well, Dan, you know, in the past 5 years representing the Norfolk, Bristol, and Plymouth District, which is going to become the Norfolk, Plymouth, and Bristol District, I've helped thousands of people in conjunction with my team at my office with various challenges in their life. It's not the time to leave this job to somebody who's inexperienced or has no experience, I should say. Public service is my passion. It's a vocation, Dan. Helping people is what I do. You know, growing up when I was a little kid, my Uncle Joe served in the State Senate, Joe Timilty, and my father served on a select board, and they took me everywhere with them. And I saw the enjoyment they gained out of helping people. And that's what I do every day, Dan. You know, a lot of nights, actually 6 nights a week, I'm out at meetings, I'm out at events. When you're driving home at 9:30 at night, if I've helped somebody that day, it makes for a great day. And I've got to tell you this, Dan, what we do also in the State Senate and what I do is work with each and every town that I represent on their local challenges. Every town has a challenge. And every day I'm in my district working with people, listening to local officials, listening to taxpayers, listening to people who run youth sports, run scouting, run local hospital organizations. And that's what I do, Dan. I listen and I work for people. And I'll never forget that I work for the people that I represent. You know, I'll give you a great example, Dan. My inaugural speech in the Massachusetts State Senate was to secure funding for each and every one of the 9 substance use disorder coalitions that truly do God's work. And I succeeded. And each and every year I filed those amendments to help fund the substance use disorder coalitions in my district, like EB Hope, like Milton's Coalition, like Stoughton's Coalition, like Braintree's Coalition, and so on and so forth. And that's what we do to help the people on the front lines make the decisions and truly support people who are battling substance use disorder and also their families.
All right.
Also,
I did want to get to this point because we did speak with your opponent yesterday, Kathleen Krogan Kamara, and she specifically mentioned access to reproductive health care and LGBTQ rights as something she's supporting, and she says you oppose both. We were just hoping to get your comments on that.
Well, Dan, that's completely false. My record in the Massachusetts State Senate on LGBTQ rights is 100%. I voted for a transgender bill of rights, for instance. Also, just recently, I voted for gender-affirming care and reproductive health protections in the Massachusetts State Senate. It passed unanimously, and we did this to protect our workers and protect those who come to Massachusetts to seek care. So that is completely false. It is a complete and total lie.
I also wanted to get your opinion on another issue that's of concern to many of your district, and that's the state of the MBTA.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for asking that question. That's an issue I've been working on for quite a while. The state of the MBTA, quite frankly, is a disaster. I have no confidence in the leadership of the MBTA. I've called for a Senate oversight hearing on the MBTA, specifically related to the Mattapan, Milton, and Dorchester line. It's well behind schedule. We have a station in Milton Station, that's been boarded up. It's a disgrace. And I've been on the T, and we need to hold them accountable, and I do hold them accountable all the time, Dan. You can throw all sorts of money at a problem, but if you don't have leadership, Dan, at the MBTA, the money's not going to do you any good. And that's why I called for an oversight hearing on the MBTA.
All righty. Well, where can people go to learn more about you and your reelection campaign?
Well, Dan, you can go to my website and my Facebook page. It's timilty4senate.com.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Senator. We do appreciate it. And as we said,
I mentioned one.
Sure.
One thing, Dan.
Okay.
I'm a full-time state senator, Dan. I made a commitment not to have any outside job, any outside incomes, and this is what I do. I work for the people that I represent. It's a passion, and I've never forgotten that, and I never will, that I work for the people of the district.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Senator. And as we do with all the candidates we speak with, the best of luck in your campaign.
Thank you so much, Dan.